What a week it's been, Michael.
Well, what a week it's been. It's a bit of a blur for my week, because Australia Day is one of my favourite days of the year. Not because it's Australia Day, because I go to the pub, I drink beer with my mates, we listen to music, and I'd have a huge day. I don't know why, I just love that day. And then the day after, I took a day off. I took a sickie from work. And
wow, okay, that's bold.
Is it?
Let's say on the radio anyway.
Oh, yeah, actually. Yeah. but anyway, yeah, it was a big day, a big day. And, of course, Australian of the Year was also announced the night before. Mm-hmm. And David Morrison, former Army Chief, got named as Australian of the Year. And he got picked over Catherine McGregor, who was actually she's a transgender person in the Army.
Yep.
And she was up for it. And she came out with some comments afterwards, talking to a magazine.
Having not won.
Yep. And she said, "I thought it was time. It was a weak and conventional choice," she said. "Mm. I think I'll die without seeing a trans Australian of the Year, and I think that's terribly sad."
Okay.
So I don't know, maybe a bit about, what do you call them? Bad apples? No. Rotten? No.
Sore losers, that
sore
what
you losers,
mean?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, she puts in a good point. I mean, there was some comment around there being a lack of, I think there was 1/3 of all of those nominees were female, so not a strong representation of females up for the award. But no. I mean, I don't know what goes into contending for the award. I'm not really sure.
I don't know. I think I always just presume it's pretty political who they pick. But I think Rosie Batty was a fantastic choice last year, and she did a lot of engagements, a lot of talking, got a lot of dialogue going on.
And still does.
Exactly. Yeah. And just because you don't be Australian of the Year doesn't mean you don't listen to him anymore.
Yeah, that's right.
Because, of course, David Morrison came out in his speech and talked about the Republic, and he was standing right next to Malcolm Turnbull, who obviously is a Republican advocate.
Mm-hmm.
But then Turnbull came out like the day after and basically said, "Look, you know I want a Republic, you know, obviously, because that's what I campaigned for all those years ago." But he basically said that while the Queen is still reigning the monarchy, he's not going to push for a Republican vote. So I think he's just waiting. He's biding his time, Turnbull. I sort of understand where he's coming from, but it'd be interesting to sort of talk to someone like a monarchist or something to see what people love. You know, do they like Prince William's going to be the next monarch?
It's because nearly every night on the nightly commercial news, they have a story about the royal family, Prince William, picking apples or doing something really inane and stupid. And that's like, we stop focusing on that.
Yeah.
That's the only connection I think people really, really care about with the monarchy, I think.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm pretty sure. I mean, it was pretty close vote last time, and that was a confusing question. I just looked it up. 55-45. So I think the next time we do it, it'll happen. But we need a new flag. We need a new anthem. We need everything.
It needs a bit of a facelift, Australia. speaking of facelifts, and you mentioned Australia there, obviously a lot of controversy around that day still. For some, it's Survival Day and Invasion Day, of course.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, every year it comes up on the day and what we should call it. But end of the day, we've got to change the day. And I think we all, I think most of us recognise that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of someone, a leader perhaps,
yes,
actually taking the lead and deciding, okay, let's choose a new day. Well, I mean, I actually think if we're going to become a republic, then that would be the perfect day.
Yep.
We become a republic on that day. We all sort of unify on that day. And then that's the day we have a new public holiday.
Yeah, it all comes down to what are we actually celebrating on January 26th and what that might mean for other people in the community.
Yeah. You know? It's not a celebration for everybody in the country. So then let's not have it on that day. Like, it's pretty straightforward. Anyway, one day they'll work it out.
Okay. Well, hopefully one day soon anyway. All right. And a couple of little news drops from you out.
Oh, yeah. Just a quick one. Like house prices in Sydney, we know they're ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
But they just recorded their highest drop in house prices in a quarter.
Yeah, and were people freaking out, are they?
Oh, no, I think everyone's just going, "Oh, it's actually a light at the end of the tunnel." I mean, if you look at these graphs, Sydney prices have just been going just nonstop.
Skyrocketing.
For so long. So finally, for the first time in, I think it's over 3 years, we've had a drop, 3% drop in house prices in Sydney, which is pretty amazing.
I think the median house price in Sydney has now gone below $1 million.
Yes.
So let's hip hip hooray for that great news.
And over in overseas, Trump, of course, it's quite funny watching Trump versus Fox News. It's one
extreme versus another.
It's Fox News. I mean, come on. Apparently, he's not happy because Fox News are basically using him for ratings, because you know Trump's rating ratings off everything because he's just so controversial. Everything he says, it comes out of his mouth. And then people just lap it up. Just like, oh, Trumpy, we love you.
It's a never-ending cycle.
Oh, my God. It's unbelievable. We had a chat during the week to a U.S. political advisor guy, and he basically was just saying, look, everyone just thought he was a joke, Trump. And then longer and longer this goes on, people are just going, what is going on? This is actually real. This actually could happen.
The less funny it becomes, the longer it goes on. Yeah. App just looked at news. Now it's time for sport.
Sport.
What's happening in the world of sport this
week? Oh, we're getting to the pointy end of the cricket. Mm. It's always a bit sad when you sort of start realizing, oh, cricket's nearly over. I mean, summer's nearly over.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't like thinking about that because I love summer.
Mm-hmm.
The only light at the end of the tunnel is footy. But, you know, apart from that, the cricket's nearly over. We had the Add-On Border Medal the other night.
Yep.
Where we picked the best Australian over the last year in cricket. Mm-hmm. Davey Warner won it. David Warner, who was beaten Steve Smith the honour. Steve Smith obviously has had a massive year as well, but Dave Warner's sort of just been creeping up, and he's really set his game straight lately.
Well, he made a lot of runs.
And he's not had a beer in 9 months. He's really
what an achievement!
No, he's really straightened out. No, the funny thing was, in the ceremony, you know, they all give cheers. They gave him a beer. To toast winning the Allan Border medal. And he actually was like, oh, I don't really want to drink this. I haven't had a beer in 9 months. But he sort of had a sip. And you could see there's a picture of him after he had the beer. And his face is all like, oh, like he wasn't used to it. Like, it was pretty funny. But, and apparently, yeah, he's been off the booze. And that's why he's made him a better cricketer, apparently.
Okay, well, that's good news. A good example to the world of sport, I think. Exactly. What we're going to talk about
soon. When other people who can't handle their drink go and do stupid things and get filmed doing them. Mitchell Pearce, you're a silly man. He's an idiot. I mean, people do. You don't do these things. If you're going to get okay, if you're going to have a few drinks, that's fine. Everyone has a few drinks.
Mm-hmm.
But if you know what you're like after you have a few drinks, you just become a bit of an idiot. Like,
I don't think looking at the footage, I don't think he had a few drinks. I think he had a few thousand drinks.
Well, he could have been anything as well. I mean, but it's just I just can't believe that you would you put yourself in a situation where you are interacting with people you don't really know in someone's house he's never been to, getting filmed by someone he probably doesn't even know, who's asking pointed questions, trying to get him to say stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then that person goes and flogs off their video to Fairfax and Daily Telegraph and whatnot, making tens of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, big dough.
On his stupidity. Oh, it doesn't make sense.
And look, I mean, there's the accusations around the lewd act with the dog and the unwanted kiss for the woman in the video as well. But I think something that no one's talking about in this video is right towards the end, there's a few comments about Indigenous Australians and Redfern towards the end. No one's talking about that.
Well, Anthony Mundine's come out today and actually mentioned it.
Yeah.
The casual racism that was mentioned in that video.
Yeah.
It's also worthy mentioning the person who was filming was asking these sort of questions to try and get some responses stuff. So, yeah. I mean, yeah, it's all pretty messed up. And he's going to get in big trouble. He'll probably miss, I'd reckon he'd miss 6 to 8 weeks suspension probably. You get fined 50, 100 grand. But what do you do?
And interestingly, though, his dad, the legendary Wayne Jr. Pearce, he's a bigwig as part of the commission, ARL commission.
ARL commissioner. How do you feel when your son goes about pretty much putting the game into disrepute by doing this sort of stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Wayne Pearce must be just at home. And he's a teetotaler, like you're saying. Mm-hmm. Like, he'd be at home in his tea, just shaking his head.
All right, and just quickly, obviously big tennis.
The Australian Open, we're nearly done. It's been awesome. I love the Australian Open. It's really good to watch the best players down here in Melbourne. But we talked about Djokovic before. He's into the final. He'll be up against Andy Murray or Raonic from Canada, which I wouldn't mind seeing him get up there. And then, of course, in the women's final, we've got Serena Williams versus Angelique Kerber from Germany. So that'll be on, I think it's tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So big finals weekend coming up in the Australian Open.
Just one last thing on sport before we go to track. Staying on cricket just briefly, what did you think of the Steve Smith talking to the commentary team while he was batting and then getting out? Like, can Channel 9 just stop interrupting the game and just, I mean, it's annoying enough when you have the stupid advertisers come on the screen and have Ian Healy doing live reads about shows on Channel 9. That's annoying as it is, but to have them talking to the guy while he's batting, not on.
So you saw Coley?
Yeah.
When Stevie Smith got out and Coley was like, yabba, 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 stop talking.
Yeah.
Look, it's 2020. Who takes it seriously anyway? Chat away, whatever. I think it's
fine. You don't care?
Nah, I don't
care. All right. There you go. The biggest stories in sport and news for the week. Mick, thank you very much.
Nice.